This is The Naked Scientists with me, Ben Valsler, and with Kat Army.
And still to come, we'll be looking at some of the latest developments in understanding imaging and treating cancer. And if you'd like to get in touch, you can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can write on our Facebook page, that's thenakedscientist.com/Facebook, or drop us an email. Our email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
But first, how stable is the West Antarctic ice sheet? It's one of the biggest questions in climate science. After all, if the ice itself melted, then global sea levels could rise by between 3 and 5 metres, and that would be a catastrophe. To work out how stable the ice sheet has been in the past, scientists at the University of Exeter have been using a process known as cosmogenic isotope dating. This technique involves studying isotopes, those are different forms of the same element, and Richard Hollingham met up with glacial geologist Chris Frogwell to see what he's found.
So this is a cosmogenic isotope extraction laboratory, and this is one of the first in England. It's basically a clean air laboratory, so dust-free conditions. We use this airlock or antechamber.
So let's go inside through the sliding door, and you've got a sticky doormat here. This is to take dust off our shoes.
Yeah, it's basically dust is our big enemy in these places because it's absolutely loaded with beryllium, which is one of the isotopes which we're trying to measure. So we try and avoid getting dirt and dust in here at all.
And as you might expect, the lab itself is sparse. White surfaces, fume cupboards and a blast of air from the vents above us, designed to keep the room free of contamination. Here, Chris's team is studying rock samples found on or near the ice sheet.
You can kind of visualise the West Antarctic ice sheet as being a giant glacier. It's an ice sheet, so that it drowns the topography, but it still quarries rocks from the base of the ice sheet and brings them to the surface at certain points. Now, we can pick up those rocks from both up on mountainsides, so where the former ice sheet used to be when it was far bigger, and on the modern ice sheet as well, which are coming up through the ice. Now we can test these and look at the long-term configuration of the surface of the ice sheet and how it's changed.
Can we have a look at these rocks then? So let's wander over to the bench here. This one's quite beautiful. So, it's some sort of granite, is it?
It's basically full of quartz and different feldspar minerals. We're principally interested in the quartz because this contains the isotope that we're analysing here, which is beryllium-10. And aluminium-26, and they're produced within the lattice structure of the quartz. So essentially, we collect these rocks from different important geomorphological locations across the mountain range and extract the quartz from them. Now, once we've got the quartz and we've cleaned the quartz, we can extract the minute amounts of isotope from within the quartz.
And what's this isotope? This is this beryllium isotope.
Yeah, so we have beryllium-10 and aluminium-26. Now, these isotopes are only produced by the interaction with cosmic rays which come through the atmosphere. Now, they produce the isotope year on year at a reasonably well-known rate, which allows us to essentially use it as a clock, or the build-up of it as an exposure clock since the ice sheet changed its shape or structure.
So when they're exposed, they're absorbing cosmic rays. When they're buried by the ice, they're not.
Yeah, this is the theory that we base this technique on. Now, it's giving us a very good idea for where the upper surface of the ice sheet has been and when it was there, so it can allow us to reconstruct the three-dimensional shape of the ice sheet.
So you've got this bit of rock. It's about the size of a house brick. What can that rock tell you then?
Well, it can tell us a few things. Basically, we can get an idea of ice flow direction because we know where the rocks outcrop from, so we know where the rock's been transported from, which is one very useful thing. It can give us the structure of the ice sheet back through time. But more importantly, let's say by analysing the concentration of cosmogenic isotopes in it, it can give us the idea of the time since it's been exposed.
And what have you found?
We've found an interesting pattern which shows that the current configuration of the West Antarctic ice sheet in this sector of Antarctica has remained the same for hundreds of thousands of years. Now, this evidence is based upon the presence of features called moraines on the sides of the mountains. Now, above these moraines, you get long, long exposure ages, long cosmogenic exposure ages, which suggest that there's been no real glaciation of the mountains of the upper parts of the mountains for a long period of time. Now, if the West Antarctic ice sheet was to melt, then the likelihood is you would have small mountain glaciers growing as the ice sheet regrew essentially around its base. We don't see any evidence of that, and we use this and the long-term preservation of these moraines on the slopes of these mountains as evidence for stability of the West Antarctic ice sheet in this sector.
Chris Fogwell at the University of Exeter, he was talking to Planet Earth podcast presenter Richard Hollingham. And we should say that Chris's work does not definitively prove anything about the stability of the West Antarctic ice sheet. As far as that's concerned, the jury is definitely still out.
And you can find more Planet Earth online resources on our website at thenakedscientist.com/planeteearth.